Thank you, and welcome again to another broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Your speaker is Marlon Kilpatrick. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a real pleasure to consider with you another lesson from God's Word. Today we shall continue in our study of the question, "What doth hinder me to be baptized?" In Acts 8:36, the man from Ethiopia asked that very question. One thing which will keep one from being baptized is a lack of repentance. Repentance is the change of one's mind toward doing better, which change is shown by the reformation of one's life. And this is essential to our soul salvation. One cannot obey the gospel of Christ without repenting. Jesus said, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Luke 13:3. The Apostle Peter said, "Repent and be baptized." Acts 2:38. So it's not difficult to see that the Bible teaches that repentance is connected with man's salvation. Furthermore, in Acts 17:30 we read that in the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. So repentance is a command from God. The man or woman that remains impenitent cannot be baptized. Oh yes, they may go down into the water and be immersed, but they go down dry and come up wet, and that's about all that can be said for their so-called baptism. Friend, have you repented of your sins? Without such repentance, one cannot be saved. Without repentance, one cannot obey the gospel. And only those who obey the gospel of Christ can be saved. 2 Thessalonians 1:7-9. So where do you stand, penitent or impenitent? Just here is where so many fail in their seeking for salvation. They refuse to give up their sinful way of living, and often this is because they enjoy the pleasures of sin. A lack of repentance will keep many from being baptized. In fact, a lack of repentance will always keep one from being baptized. So the question is, what does hinder you today from being baptized? Is it a lack of repentance on your part? If it is, we need to change our minds. Indeed, we must have a change of mind, a change of attitude towards sin, and a determination in our hearts to do better, to live as the Lord wants us to live in order to obey the gospel of Christ. But thank you once again for listening.